This is TWiT.
Several hundred Apple employees are reportedly working on an electric minivan, according to a report Friday in the Wall Street Journal. The news, based on anonymous sources, joins a chorus of prediction, rumor, speculation, and wishful thinking around Apple's future plans for what some are calling the iCar. Will Oremus is a senior technology writer at Slate.com, and he joins us now to talk about the Apple iCar. How you doing, Will?
I'm doing great, Mike.
Now, Apple's project is codenamed Titan. Who's in charge of this project, and how long has Apple been working on it?
So this team of several hundred employees that the Wall Street Journal reported about is under the direction of Steve Zdesky, who used to be a Ford Motor Company engineer. That's part of what's fueling the rumors here. The idea is that Apple wouldn't put this many people on a project this big unless it was building something as big as a car. But we don't have proof that Apple's building a car. It's something that's like so fun to think about that we don't even want to admit that it might not be true. Maybe it is true, but we really don't know it yet. And if it happens, it'll probably be years in the future. The rumor is that it would be like a self-driving electric car. The Wall Street Journal says, again, quoting anonymous sources, might look a little minivan-like. It's a fun idea. The next iPhone will be on wheels, and you'll park it in your garage, and it'll cost God knows how much. But we really don't know for sure yet.
Hey, Will, what about the range of possibilities here? You mentioned it could be the full blown car, it could be a minivan, but could it be as little as just sort of Apple tinkering here and trying to figure out what a car could consume in terms of their technology, like basically experimenting with dashboards, et cetera?
Yeah. So what Apple's already doing is they're working on a platform called CarPlay. And this is basically iOS for the car. So it turns your dashboard into a touch screen that looks a lot like the home screen of your iPhone or your iPad. So Maybe they're just trying to imagine, you know, maybe they're imagining all the possibilities for what the future of an interior of a self-driving car could look like. Earlier this year at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, cars were all over the place. I mean, it's clear that cars are the new computing platform in a lot of ways. Apple could be doing lots of things without building a car from the ground up. Mercedes had a concept car at CES that was a self-driving car, and the interior, you know, there was there was none of the usual stuff that you have in a car. There weren't the sort of five forward-facing seats. It was more like a little mobile conference room with screens all over the place, touch screens everywhere. Every passenger has their own screen that they can use. Apple might just be experimenting for, you know, what is Apple's role in a future where you spend a lot of the time in a car that's basically a rolling computer. Or it could be tinkering and seeing what would it take for us to build our own self-driving car. Maybe it just wants to scare Google and Tesla a little bit. Maybe it would acquire a company down the road. Maybe it's just experimenting because it has so much cash to burn and it needs to do something with all that money.
Now, it seems like this is the kind of thing that Apple wouldn't do. I mean, Apple makes computers, they make phones and tablets. But getting into the car industry is something way outside of Apple's area of expertise. That's one view. Another view is that this is exactly right in the middle of what Apple tends to do. For example, Steve Jobs always dreamed of building an Apple car or building a car, whether it's with Apple or without Apple. We learned that with the recent biography. And also, Apple specializes in finding user interface experiences that are horrible and then making them wonderful. That's why they got into the phone business. I myself was highly doubtful that Apple would succeed right off the bat with a smartphone simply because I thought, well, this is way outside of Apple's area of expertise. And of course, they reinvented the industry. Car is really, if you think about it, a user experience. I mean, you look at even some car companies these days, many of the best car companies are looking at the whole experience of driving as a user experience problem to be solved. I recall years ago reading about the Mazda Miata, where they spent most of their engineering time with the gear shift, making it feel in terms of how it rumbled when you shifted gears, and also sound like they had specific classic roadsters in mind when they designed it. I mean, it's exactly like designing a user interface for a computer or something like that. So is this a possibility that Apple is just like full-fledged going to become an automaker? I mean, we also learned recently that Apple has I wrote this in a column recently that Apple has so much cash on hand that they could literally buy every U.S. car maker and have billions left over in change. So it's certainly not outside of their ability in terms of their resources. But how likely does this sound to you that Apple is just going to be fully become a big car company?
You know, you're right. I mean, it's one of those things that sounds so outlandish that your temptation as sort of a skeptical journalist is to say, well, come on, you know, that's not realistic. You know, it's fun to dream about. But the reality is Apple has so much money that there's almost no way to get our head around how much money Apple has. You know, every time they report earnings, there's like a little cottage industry of business and tech blogs around the web that try to come up with new visualizations for just how much money Apple has. It's unfathomable. They could buy Tesla, which is, you know, a company that's $25 billion market cap. You know, they could pay double, they could pay triple for Tesla if they wanted to. How realistic is it? It's really hard to say. I mean, Apple is so secretive. These leaks that are coming out, the fact that there are so many leaks suggests there's really something going on here, because they are a company that does a great job of keeping the small stuff under wraps. They have projects that they're working on for a long time without anybody knowing about it. I think it, you know, the fact that multiple sources, you also had the Financial Times reporting on Apple's automotive ambitions. The fact that multiple sources are reporting on it suggests there really is something big enough going on here that Apple can't hide it. Either that or Apple's leaking this for some strategic reason, because they want people to think that they're a threat in the automotive industry. I do think Apple, you know, is one of the few companies that has the potential to really reimagine what a car could be like. Tesla has done it in a lot of ways already. You know, if you get inside a Model S, it's a very different experience from the way cars have felt for the past 30, 50, 70 years. I think there's a sense in both the auto industry and the tech industry that we're going through maybe the next decade or two, a period of revolutionary change in the auto industry. I think Apple wants to be a part of that. The other thing that's fun to think about is, you know, Google obviously has been working on a self-driving car for years. Now, it's focusing mainly on the self-driving technology, which is a really sort of, you know, it's a machine learning problem. It's a core tech problem. Google is very unlikely to get into full-scale manufacturing, because Google has realized that's just not what they're good at. Apple does large-scale manufacturing, but it does it so far on products that have a really high margin. I mean, that, you know, the iPhone, the margins, the profit margins are incredible. In cars, that's not the case. I mean, there's just so much raw material. So much labor that goes into the production of cars on a mass scale. It would be tough, not impossible, but tough for Apple to realize those same kind of margins. But it's fun to think about Apple building its own car, its own enclosed ecosystem in the auto, like it does with the phone, and then Google out there maybe licensing its software, self-driving tech to other car companies and being the Android of the automotive technology realm. It's fun to think about.
Hey, Will, let's drive home that point you just raised about margins. I think you struck on a really important point there. Now, I was doing some research. I think car profit margins are typically in the 10 to 15% range, and that's at the high end. At the low end, car profit margins are at the 3% range. On the one hand, that's gonna spook Apple investors who look at that and say, wait a minute, we're making 70% or nearly 70% margins on iPhone 6. But, you know, to play devil's advocate, there are no margins in the PC industry, yet Apple makes great margins on Macs because they innovate there. And same thing in the phone market. You know, most phones don't have much margin at all, yet Apple is able to do it. So I think it gets back to your point about Apple somehow reimagining the car industry. Is that the key point here?
Yeah, I think Apple would have to do that to make it worthwhile. And again, I think if I had to take a guess, I would say that if Apple is building a car, it's going to do it. It's going to build one car, one model, the way Tesla did when it started out. Tesla built the Roadster as proof of concept. Then it was like, okay, we proved the concept. Let's build one that we can actually sell. It built the Model S. And now that the Model S is selling so well, it's working on its next generation. But you don't just build a full-scale automotive manufacturing operation overnight. But I think, you know, I think Apple, you know, like Tesla, has the potential to build luxury cars that, you know, because they're different from what else is out there, because they have sort of a unique brand, maybe they do have greater margins than others in the automotive industry. I mean, you look at the American automakers, Ford has pretty low margins, and it's doing the best of the U.S. automakers. But when you look abroad, I mean, companies like Mercedes, you know, if you're at that luxury end of the spectrum, your margins are much greater. You don't have to sell sell nearly as many units. There's an aura that comes with your brand. You know, you can be thinking about how to really optimize the experience and not thinking about how do we build, you know, the most cars for the masses and build the best selling cars. So that would be where Apple would want to go. Again, I think we're a long way off from seeing Apple becoming a car company, you know, in terms of a full scale mass production operation. But I wouldn't rule out Apple giving it a try and doing what Tesla did and just seeing how it goes.